Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue Shop in downtown Saranac, Michigan. I'm pinch hitting for Barbecue Bob. He's down in New Orleans. But Man Law today is the dressing. This is in regard to our recent Halloween celebration last week, right? This is a pet peeve of mine, so all puns intended. The dressing of any pet for any reason in a costume is not acceptable. Any garment that is not part of the animal shall not be allowed to be attached to the animal. I have one exception, though. Love the dressed-up monkey, right? With the little chingers, the symbols, and he's running the grinder, yeah. But, you know, neighbors coming by with their dogs in a skeleton suit or their dog in a lion costume. Nah, man, it's a dog.
But what if you dress up your dog as Cujo, you know, Stephen King's Cujo? Then it kind of... I think it fits.
Yeah.
I would argue, as long as it doesn't make it not a dog.
Right. You know? That's the voice of Nick Roloffs. He's the brewer at Gravel Bottom Brewery, and we're going to wrap the show up today with Nick. I'm sure that as you, because you pull double duty, you actually run the bar as well as you're brewing the beer
right. In
the tap room. So, you know, people walk up there. What kind of questions do they ask you generally about the beer that's there, and how are you educating them to help them make the right choice for their palate?
Awesome. I'm gonna do this in the least critical way possible because, you know, obviously bartenders get their pet peeves, the questions that are asked every single time. But honestly, one of the biggest challenges for people coming in is that for a lot of people, craft beer is a relatively new thing. I mean, I was born of it, but many people, you know, have grown up drinking domestics for a very long time. And so their palates are relatively new to the whole experience. So a big thing is they say, I want something that's not hoppy. And we were talking about this the other day, but it's a misconception that people think that, you know, certain beers are hoppy, because all beers have hops in them. I mean, not all of them, but that's a technicality. Honestly, the biggest thing is that people, what they're really looking for is balance. And I feel like so many breweries, there was a trend, you know, they wanted to make the biggest, hoppiest monster IPA that they could. And my perspective on that is that it polarizes your audience. So honestly, you know, making a good IPA that's about the flavor of it versus, you know, the bitterness of it is very important. That's one question, you know, what's not hoppy? So then I have to, you know, show them, well, you can have something like, you know, a pale ale can still be, have some hops to it, but not be too hoppy. Or they want something fruity. And that, in another case, can be, there doesn't have to be any fruit in a beer for it to be fruity. Sometimes it comes from the yeast's naturally produced esters or from a certain type of hop that you use that has a fruity note to it. Right now at Gravel Bottom, we have a beer I think we're on the last keg of it, called Fred.
Because Fred's a good guy.
Fred's a good guy, yeah. And he goes quick. But I added a certain type of hop called Nelson Sauvin that gives it kind of this fruity finish. No fruit was harmed in the making of that beer. But so when people come in, they want something fruity, I'd give them that. They're surprised. They enjoy it. And another big trend, I think, is a lot of people are getting into, like, they really like that big malt profile. So they're looking for, give me something that's a stout. Give me something rich and malty.
Right.
And so, you know, then you have to kind of guide them in the right direction. Or they think that they like Guinness. So what would I like that's like that? And you hand them a breakfast stout and they're like, whoa, this is amazing. And the chocolate and the coffee. So it just goes to show that there's a lot of people out there that are just scratching the surface of understanding what they like about beer.
Nick Roloffs, brewer, Gravel Bottom Brewery. Tell us where Gravel Bottom is.
Gravel Bottom is located in Ada, Michigan, which is just east of Grand Rapids by a few miles.
Right on M21.
Right
off
there.
I will tell you that it's my local pub, which is why Nick is sitting here beside me, because my business is just about a quarter mile from his. So anyway, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in. Hey, if you're out there deer hunting, be safe. Get up and down out of that tree in a safe manner, and we hope you get a big buck. But thanks for tuning in. We'll talk with you next week.